This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Mish and Dean, and that was The Feeling by the Chainsmokers. And we have a competition, Mish.
I know. I'm looking forward to this one.
I know. We're giving away a double pass to see Colette Mann and Jeff Payne in Man Up and Take the Pain as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. These tickets are thanks to the fabulous Colette Mann. Now, you can join Neighbour stars Colette Mann and Jeff Payne for an intensive masterclass in soapy acting for the Comedy Festival. If you ever wanted to be a soapy star, I always wanted to, now is your chance. You can learn how to cry on cue, walk and talk at the same time, make your co-stars look fabulous, all of those things. Tickets have been going out the door, but you can book them at Melbourne International Comedy Festival or win them here today.
I think you and I need to go and do this, Dean.
Oh, I think we'd be amazing at it.
Oh, we would.
Absolutely. Now, the show is running until the 21st of April at the Campari House, and we are giving you the chance to see it this Sunday, the final night of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. A double pass to see Colette Mann and Jeff Payne in Man Up and Take the Pain. You know what I reckon we should do?
I think you're reading my mind. Oh, well, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Shall we say it at the same time?
Yes.
Siamese twins.
Siamese twins.
So I reckon for this competition, what we should do, since this is a comedy soapy masterclass, we want to know from you, what is your favourite soapy moment?
What is yours, Dean?
Oh, where do I begin? I grew up watching Days of Our Lives with my family. So before, I just want to let listeners know, what's your favourite soapy moment, whether it's Melrose Place, Days of Our Lives, Bold and Beautiful, whatever it is, Neighbours, Home and Away, hit us up, 0427JOY949 or honour@joy.org.au. You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last 7 days. What is your favourite soapy moment?
I'm going to give you my favourite soapy
moment.
Hit me. So, mind you, when I moved here to Australia back in 2002, mm-hmm. I was following Days of Our Lives back in like 1996.
I loved Days.
And so when I started following it back in 1996, when I arrived in Australia 5 years later, it was actually starting at the point where I came into it back in 1996.
Yeah, we were way behind. So we were like 7 or 8 years behind. Yeah. So I would actually look on the internet what was going on, and then 4 or 5 years later, it would happen. When a friend of mine moved, who was obsessed with Days of Our Lives, when my friend Sarah moved to America, I sat up all night and printed out an entire book of everything that was happening on episode by episode kind of breakdown for the next 4 years, or big chunks of it.
Yeah.
So that Sarah could see all of the storylines, and at the airport gave it to her to read.
Oh, that is amazing.
And she was like, it was absolutely lovely. 4 years later, she told me she threw it in the bin as soon as she walked through customs because she was like, what am I going to do with this? You could have read it. We were obsessed with Days, but yeah, the time difference was crazy. But then we had the big jump where Days has gotten in sync.
Yes.
And what they did was did a special Australian thing where they did like an entire week of catch-up episodes of snippets of everything.
I missed that.
And I loved it. But what is your favourite soapy moment?
My moment was when it was Swamp Girl. This is one of my favourite ones.
Oh, Swamp Girl on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah. And she was supposed to have like all these scars and everything, but she was actually a really pretty woman and then did like the surgeries. And she was like, all there was remove the brown lines
from
her face.
That was Swamp Girl from Days of Our Lives, with that time where everything got crazy. It was after Marlena being possessed by the devil.
Yes.
It was like, and they'd replace the new Billy and they'd replace Bo. And it was these huge dramatic storylines with crazy things happening.
Stefano
would always come back from the dead. Then Stefano moved to Bold and the Beautiful. I love when they jump around between their own soaps. It's absolutely fantastic. And I think it's been really funny with Aussie soaps trying to dip their toe in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes we fail with the dramatic storylines. But Days is one of my favourites as well. Well, I became obsessed with Days of Our Lives when I was sick from school with my nonna, and all of the cast were on a plane, and then they got trapped in the Bermuda Triangle. and they were trapped in the Bermuda Triangle, and then the Bermuda Triangle, I remember, was like protected by a barrier, so you couldn't pass the barrier, and they dug underneath the sand and got through. It was just crazy.
It was like Lost Before Lost.
And it was absolutely Lost Before Lost. So we want to know, what is your favourite soapy moment? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au, and you can go into the draw to win a double pass to see Colette Mann and Jeff Payne in Man Up and Take the Pain. What is your favourite soapy moment? Let us know. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Michelle and Dean. Stick around. There's more fun to come. A favourite soap opera or soap moment. Do you have a favourite, Gary? I mean, you were around when TV started. You were what, 50 then?
Yes. Good old 1956. The Olympic Games, I remember them well. Not.
So do you like soaps? Are soaps your thing, Gaz?
Used to be. Not so much these days, but I think sort of Neighbours with that wedding.
The one with the car, Toadie and Dee in the car, that wedding?
No, with Kylie.
Oh, Kylie's wedding. Yeah, Kylie's wedding, and Jason. Yes, and Angry Anderson playing as Kylie came down the aisle and Madge getting teary and Harold looking proud. Yeah, that was a beautiful sad moment.
And you call, it gets me right in
my cockles, it does. Well, that's Gary's favourite soap moment. We've gotten also a message in from the lovely Daryl with one R who rang up. Thank you. I love that Daryl's ringing. It gives David something to do on the phones. We love it. And Daryl has said number 96 is his favourite because it had the first full frontal nudity.
The box was pretty good too.
Priorities.
The box was good. Well, it had nudity, it had transsexual character, it had gay kiss, it had it all. All in one apartment complex. It was the Melrose Place of the 70s.
Wow.
But better. And Australian made.
I missed out on this Australian soap operas, it seems.
You'll have to go and get the box sets. But we'll tell you more how you can go into the draw to win that fabulous prize after the traffic. Thank you, guys. Favourite soapy moment.
And all you need to do is actually send a message just like Rara did, saying, hey, guys, happy International Comedy Festival. I'm loving today's show like every Mad Wednesday. My favourite soap was Passions with Tabitha and Timmy. Well,
Timmy was the doll. Tabitha was the witch, yeah. And Timmy was the boy that were the doll that wanted to be a real boy.
Yes.
Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, we've got another message saying Alexis and Crystal fighting in the pond in Dynasty. That's from Darren in Carrum Down. That's an amazing moment. I wonder, Darren, if you like the new Dynasty. I'm loving it. They mix all those classic Dynasty moments together in a modern series and it's great.
Weird indulgence. I actually enjoyed.
Nothing weird about it.
And I actually enjoyed when the new Dallas came back on and they were going to flame
up. I loved the new Dallas.
I was so disappointed when it went off air.
But well, it lasted two seasons. Yeah. But it was absolutely fantastic. Yes, there is that classic Alexis and Crystal fight scene in the pond.
I forgot about Passions. I totally forgot about that one.
Never forget about Passions. Ever. What's your favourite soapy moment? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au.
All you need to do is send us through your favourite soapy moment, just like Ricky did, and Neighbours David and Aaron's wedding, the first same-sex wedding on daytime TV.
Yeah, that was the wedding that happened this year, I think.
I think it was.
It was the first same-sex wedding that we've had on Australian TV, which was great. That's their favourite moment. Do you have a favourite moment in soap or a favourite soap opera?
I mean, my favourite moment, like my favourite soap in general would be a primetime soap, which would be Melrose Place.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, I would probably, I mean, there's all the Kimberly things blowing everything up and all of that, but probably my favourite moment is the wedding dress fight in the pool.
That was between Jane and Sydney in season one.
One or two, yeah.
It was season one. No, it was season two.
Was it?
Because season one was when Sydney was on for a one episode guest arc.
That's right.
And they went, she's really good, we need to get her back.
Yeah.
And then they brought her in for three episodes and then she never left. And the fifth episode that she was in is the episode where she puts on, Michelle's laughing at me a lot, Jane's wedding dress, and Jane comes home to see her in it and Jane's divorcing Michael and they have a fight in the pool and then she lets her keep it and then Sydney marries Michael. She blackmails Michael into marriage.
Did we literally just find out your favourite genre of television or something?
I love soaps. I love TV in general. But Melrose Place, I absolutely love. So Melrose Place I'm here for. Good choice, my
man.
Thank you. Also, want to let you know the winner of our tickets to go and see Man Up and Take the Pain in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is Daryl with one R from Q, who said he loved number 96. Mish, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.